The first artifact is the Teldan Stele. It's a wonderful object. It's an inscription from the 9th century BCE, written in Aramaic, telling us about an event that we have a record of in the Bible in the second book of Kings, chapter 9. But in this case, we have the other version of the story. In the Bible, we have the Israelite version. And here we have the version of the king of Syria, Hazael, explaining from his side how he killed the king of Israel and the king of Judea. But for our purposes, the real reason and significance of this exhibition is one sentence in which it is written, and it is the oldest and unique testimony outside of the Bible of the house of David. The significance is tremendous for research and believers because we have in an inscription independent from biblical testimony the name House of David. It teaches us that, at least by the 9th century BCE, David was regarded as the father of the dynasty of the king of Judea. On the other hand, it doesn't prove to us that the stories that we know from the Bible about Bathsheba or the prophet Nathan were actually real stories and part of the life of the real David. But at least we know that the name David was known in antiquity and was not just invented by later writers. This specific point is very significant. If we recall that today there are hot discussions between minimalists and maximalists. On one side, the minimalists argue that traditions about David and some other biblical stories were invented by later writers. On the other hand, the maximalists argue that actually all that is written in the Bible is true. As always in life, the truth lies in between. It's not black and it's not white. In a sense, it's gray.